This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. This past Monday, Eagle County Commissioners voted 2-1 to approve the tree farm project. This ends a long, drawn-out, and frankly, bitter process. To learn more about how the project will move forward now, we turn to Wyatt Orme. He's our reporter based in Carbondale and has been covering the topic. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So let's start with what just got approved.
So Ace Lane owns land in El Jebel, and he's been approved to develop on some of it. He's going to put 340 units and about 135,000 square feet of commercial space on about 43 acres. And this is right across Highway 82 from Whole Foods.
What were the deciding factors in this vote?
I'm not sure there was one deciding factor. At the end of the meeting, the three commissioners deliberated on the project. Kathy Chandler Henry, who voted against the project, basically said there was too much difference between what the developer originally proposed and what they were proposing now. So the sketch plan, which was approved in 2009, was too different, in other words, than the preliminary plan. Things like the amount of commercial space increased too much. The two other commissioners, Jill Ryan and Jeannie McQueenie, basically said they were comfortable with the changes between sketch and preliminary plans. And they also kind of referred to the fact that the county staff recommended approval. I mean, the fact of the matter is, it is a dense development and it is right next to a bus station.
So what happens now? For those in opposition to the development, do they just have to go away?
Well, there is a group called Save the Mid-Valley, and some of their members presented at the meeting on Monday night, and they did threaten to take legal action against the county. As far as the development team is concerned, the project moves forward from the preliminary plan to what's called final plat.
So what is final plat?
Final plat is where the developer basically does everything it said it was going to do, things like pay RAFTA for the underpass. And if the developer kind of makes good on all their promises, then the county allows the project to keep moving along. I mean, there's no doubt that Ace Lane and his development team have a lot of momentum now. Getting the preliminary plan approved was a major, major hurdle that they are now past. But there's still a long way to go. Final plat could take up to a year, and it's still way too early to tell when they might break ground on the project. One thing they do know is that the first phase of the project will be apartment buildings, so that's when a good portion of the affordable housing will be built.
Okay, thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's Wyatt Orme speaking about the tree farm development, which was approved by Eagle County Commissioners earlier this week. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.